tomorrow, of course, RN is celebrating the 400th anniversary of the death of Shakespeare with a whole lot of special programs. It's a very good excuse to celebrate Shakespeare, really. And in the lead up this week on Books and Arts, we've been playing a series devoted to the language of the Bard. He is credited with adding something like 1,000 words, new words to the English language, everything from bump to zany. But like all prolific artists, perhaps even like Prince, William Shakespeare did have his fair share of duds. Here's Tiger Webb with the final of the 5 words that the Bard invented that never really took off.
Words invented by William Shakespeare that were not very successful at all. Congreeing.
Henry V, Act 1, Scene 2. The Duke of Exeter, advisor to Henry, is talking a lot about how great government is. And he says, "For government, though high and low and lower, put into parts doth keep in one consent, congreeing in a full and natural close, like music." Quite apart from the fact that government is not really like music at all, let's take a closer look at this word, congreeing. Take the prefix con, meaning with or together, and the root of the word gree, as in agree, and add whatever suffix you like to get to congreeing. Similar in a sense, I guess, to congruent. And if you're with me, you've probably spotted the very obvious problem with the word congreeing and why it didn't catch on. English already had a word, agreeing, that meant exactly the same thing. It's curious that Shakespeare, whose contribution to the English language is always assumed to be so stately and high-minded, could make up a word so needless that also sounds so darn akin to a management buzzword. But who knows? Maybe you discongree.
Tiger Webb with some of Shakespeare's lost language.